Then I saw heaven opened, and a white horse was standing there. Its rider was named Faithful and True, for he judges fairly and wages a righteous war. His eyes were like flames of fire, and on his head were many crowns. A name was written on him that no one understood except himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his title was the Word of God. The armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hey there, Patriots. I hope you guys are having a great day. I hope you're ready for Fun with Melly. We've got lots to do. We're talking about these things today. The truth about Candace, the truth about Iran, and the truth about Swalwell. Which one do you want to get started with first? Your pick. I think I'm going to start with the Iran thing because I want to talk about what President Trump is doing. And so, because there's so much coming on social media about him, and I want to make sure that you guys know that, you know, what he is doing is high level strategy and high level genius. So not everyone's going to get it. So I see you over there in the chat. I'm so glad that you are here with me. I'm Melissa Redpill. We look at the current events in the light of God's word. This is biblical, what we're experiencing, right, you guys? And this is my website here, melissaredpill.com. Check out all the free resources over there, all the great information over there. And we have over 1,000 videos. We have biblical astronomy. We have the lost tribes of Israel. We have the truth about end times. We have all kinds of great things. So check it out on melissaredpill.com. And so you'll also see the audiobooks over there. I'll talk about that here in a little bit. Today is the 7th, actually the first day of the second week of the counting of the Omer. Sunday always starts the week over the very first day. And so this is the first day of the week. Jesus is the first fruits. This is the second set of sevens. So we go through seven sevens to get to the Jubilee, the day that the debts are canceled and the captives are freed. And I have a feeling we've got a big one coming up this year. That's what I am planning on and hoping on. So I hope you guys are counting something, making a beautiful bouquet. Eventually it will get that big. So every day the bouquet gets bigger and bigger and bigger until we get to the day when everyone is set free worldwide. That's where we're headed. So yeah, definitely check that out. And don't forget to make sure to like, share, and subscribe always, and make sure your bell is rung. So let's get started. I'm going to do this one quick thing before we get started. I want to, I'm going to pop in the YouTube chat. Hello, everybody on YouTube, everybody over on Rumble. And so if there's a way that you can do this possibly, just make sure that you're on both chats so that we can connect with each other and work together and be in this fight, right? And so today, let's get started first with what's going on in Iran. So buckle up, here we go. So last night, it came out very, very late, and I posted this on social media. You guys know, I'm like President Trump, I don't ever sleep. And so I do sleep, but he doesn't, I don't think. Anyway, so yeah, that happened yesterday that they did not reach an agreement. So do not worry. I wanted to come on and tell you, you know, even President Trump said it's even better if we don't make a deal. But I have a feeling this is what's going to happen. But I'll tell you that after I play what J.D. Vance said. Check this out.
And we've had a number of substantive discussions with the Iranians. That's the good news. The bad news is that we have not reached an agreement. And I think that's bad news for Iran much more than it's bad news for the United States of America. So we go back to the United States having not come to an agreement. We've made very clear what our red lines are, what things we're willing to accommodate them on, and what things we're not willing to accommodate them on. And we've made that as clear as we possibly could, and they have chosen not to accept our terms. Questions?
Sir, Nick Robertson from CNN. Been
at it now for 21 hours, and we've had a number of substantive discussions with the Iranians. That's the good news. The bad news is that we...
So they did not make an agreement. They had been sitting in there 21 hours. That's pretty... It's a pretty long time to imagine sitting there talking and trying to hash all of this out, especially because for, you know, months on end, envoys Witkoff and Kushner have been going over there and having all these same discussions. But now they bring in kind of the big guns with the vice president going over there. Of course, not President Trump, but President Trump was in communications with them the whole time. And so this is the deal. Think about it this way. And if you've, you know, you maybe have not done that many negotiations, and President Trump has done countless negotiations. He is the negotiator in chief. He knows how to do this. And, you know, now this is, you know, he's done big deals before, but this is on a worldwide stage. And so for the world, for the basically to destroy the cabal, really, to destroy the head of the beast. So understandably, it would be complex. But I believe that this is really already done. I really do. I think this is already done, especially when so many of them were killed. But what I believe is happening is you've got to be able to save face, and they can't go in and just roll over the new Iranian regime, because we know that President Trump has said we've gotten down to a new regime. We've gotten down to, you know, the first two or three tiers are dead. And so these people who are there now have, you know, are in a very tenuous position. And so the powers that be and all the power struggle going on in Iran, they have to know that there is no other choice. And it was not that these people rolled over, but they have to, all have to acquiesce. They said that it really it boiled down to the that they could not come to an agreement on the nuclear weapons. And so that was what the issue was, at least what was told. But the bottom line is you have to have a negotiation where it looks like, oh, see, we held the line and we were tough and we said no to the president. We said no to the Americans, and that's what it was. But then President Trump is going to, right in the middle of negotiations, did you know what was happening? He's over there sweeping the strait. There's President Trump in the middle of the negotiations at that very moment. This is all happening. That's so amazing, you know, that he would be doing that. Normally during a negotiation, you don't do anything to upset the apple cart, but President Trump had them sweeping the strait because the word came out just at the beginning of the negotiations that supposedly Iran does not have the capability of cleaning up the mess they've made with putting these mines. That's at least what they said. I'm not necessarily believing any of it. But either way, supposedly they can't, you know, they can put the mines out there, but they don't know how to retrieve them. And so it was, that's why they were saying that they had this strait closed. Well, then President Trump said, okay, then we'll go clean it up ourselves because we have the equipment. And so they start going right through. I want you to hear what he had to say. Oh, I'm sorry. This is, that's not President Trump speaking. That is actually this guy who is, I think he's speaking Persian, I don't know, but those are ships going through the strait, and they are, you know, they're supposedly sweeping this strait for mines. And so right in the middle of the negotiations, that is Trump. He is, he does not play by the same rules that everyone else plays by. He is the commander-in-chief, and he's the negotiator-in-chief, and he knows he holds the cards. He holds the Trump card. So I want you to see that that is what's going on. And they said, oh, no, this is, you know, we did not, you know, have approved any, what's the word, that we didn't have any proof of this happening. Well, you've got a video. people are posting this who are right there on the scene, and they're posting these videos. So yes, this is definitely happening. Several U.S. Navy ships have crossed the Strait of Hormuz and are clearing the strait in the middle of the negotiations. So I want you to see what President Trump had to say. The fake news media has lost total credibility, not that they had any to begin with, because of their massive Trump derangement syndrome, sometimes referred to as TDS. They love saying that Iran is winning when in fact everyone knows they are losing, and losing big. Their Navy is gone. Their Air Force is gone. Their aircraft apparatus is non-existent. Radar is dead. Their missile and drone factories have been largely obliterated, along with the missiles and the drones themselves. And most importantly, their longtime leaders are no longer with us. Praise be to Allah. Oh somebody like our President Trump. Praise be to Allah. The only thing they have going is the threat that a ship may bunk into one of their sea mines, which, by the way, all 28 of their mine dropper boats are also lying at the bottom of the sea. We're now starting the process of clearing out the Strait of Hormuz as a favor to countries all over the world, including China, Japan, South Korea, France, Germany, and many others. Incredibly, they don't have the courage or will to do the work themselves. But President Trump does. Very interestingly, however, empty oil carrying ships from many nations are all headed to the United States of America to load up with oil. Thank you for your attention to this matter. There you go. Hot diggity, President Trump. So yeah, he is going to get this straightened out. How about that? Love you, President Trump. Okay, so here it is. Here's the news report talking about the underwater drones are being used to sweep the Strait of Hormuz and clear any Iranian mines, partially because Iran is too incompetent to even find them. The USS Michael Murphy and the USS Frank Peterson are searching for any Iranian mines while trying to establish a safe and clear path. Underwater drones will also be used in the coming days. So check this out.
Not heard any reports of any ships, United States ships, going on the strait until now. U.S. CENTCOM writing that the USS Michael Murphy and the USS Frank E. Peterson are searching for any Iranian mines while trying to establish a clear and safe path. Underwater drones will also be used in the coming days. Now, the Strait of Hormuz is considered very treacherous right now, as the New York Times reports Iran may not be able to fully detect where the Iranian regime may have dropped mines. CENTCOM writing, today we begin the process of establishing a new passage, and we will share this safe pathway with the maritime industry soon to encourage the free flow of commerce. Now, since Tuesday's ceasefire, roughly more than a dozen ships have passed through the strait, but that's a fraction of the usual number.
So just hang on tight and we'll see. But ultimately, I think the issue is that the people who are going to be in this position of power have to show that they are tough and they don't roll over. And that is extremely important. And President Trump knows that. And that I think this was all part of the plan. They're saying, oh, we'll have a meeting, we'll have a negotiation, and then we'll say we couldn't come to an agreement. And it will show everyone in Iran that you're tough and you're able to withstand the mean old Americans. And then we'll come back and we'll sweep the strait and we'll make sure you don't have that card to play that you can control the strait anymore. And so then you'll be like, well, we got it. We've got to make a deal. So I think that's basically, you know, how this is all playing out in this negotiation to save face for them. But also President Trump is saving face because he's showing that he's the one who is the real one in control. All right. So I want you to see that. I really do believe that that's what's happening. So not to worry, not to worry. And I just think this is just so biblical. If you're not familiar with what I mean by this is biblical, this happened where this pressure was put on this head of the beast on the seventh day of the Feast of Passover. This is all on biblical timing. And go and definitely check out my most recent videos, and you'll really, really enjoy seeing all of that. So here is where President Trump was talking about this man named Gaddafi. I don't know if I always say that name right, but either way, the guy who was at the negotiation with J.D. Vance. And so it appears that this man has some power, and this is what President Trump was saying. Wait, this was back on the 24th of March. Remember about the major oil and gas gift. And so I misunderstood. It wasn't that he was sending us the oil. We don't really need their oil. He was opening the strait to allow the oil to pass through the Strait of Hormuz. So we already know that these ships can pass through. They've sent their own ships through. Now, since the ceasefire, they've only sent through cargo ships and not oil tankers. But, you know, trying to show that they're tough and they're in control. But we already know that they've already sent them through. And so President Trump was saying, this man has the power. He is, he's someone we really want to deal with because he is, he holds a lot of weight, and whatever he says is being done. Okay. So this is what President Trump had to say about this guy.
They're going to make a deal. They did something yesterday that was amazing. Actually, they gave us a present, and the president arrived today. And it was a very big present worth a tremendous amount of money. And I'm not going to tell you what that present is, but it was a very significant prize. And they gave it to us, and they said they were going to give it. So that meant one thing to me, we're dealing with the right people. No, it wasn't nuclear related. It was oil and gas related. And it was a very nice thing they did. But what it showed me is that we're dealing with the right people. Because, you know, you don't know, because the leadership was killed, all gone. Khomeini, all gone. As the expression goes, the past supreme leader. And then the new supreme leader was racked up, at a minimum, racked up pretty good. And everyone else was gone. And then many of the people in the third tier, because they're going to make a deal.
Okay, so he's talking about Gaddafi. And that he had the power to send this gift. Now, the gift didn't physically come to us. It was a gift to humanity to say the strait is open. And so Gaddafi clearly has the power to do that. So here he is, actually right here. Here is Mohammed Bagar Ghalibaf. Ghalibaf. Ghali. Okay, I'll have to remember that. Ghalibaf. Okay, so he is the Speaker of the Parliament of Iran. And so he was at this meeting with JD. And so, you know, they're trying to give him... what I believe is happening, they're trying to give him the lift him up in the eyes of the people of Iran. Okay, so I actually wanted to share with you what happened. I think I've told you many times that one of my dear friends is from Iran. She came over here because just the situation was so horrible, and she tells me all the time how her family members have suffered, and thankfully they're in a place where they have not, none of them have been killed, but it's just been lots of heartbreak and tears and suffering. It's just been awful. But she told me yesterday when I saw her, she said that her family members say that everything is normal. That was the word they used. Everything is normal, which of course is not the normal that you and I would think of as normal, but there's the killings have stopped. And that was really what, you know, President Trump was stopping. Yes, the nuclear, but see, this killing by this terrible regime had to stop. And so that has stopped. And they said that this man had been formerly the mayor of Tehran and had made Tehran beautiful. So they have a lot of positive press going out about Ghalibaf, that he is someone that they do want to have as their leader. Now, what I really like about him is that he doesn't have the headdress, the whole headgear set up. And so what does that tell you is that he's not one of these religious leaders. He's not one of them. And he looks like, you know, someone who would be, you know, just a reasonable person to deal with. And that's what President Trump is saying. And so, again, I believe that they're trying to make sure that he has the backing of the people, and he has to be raised up in the eyes of the people. And really, I think that a lot of these negotiations cannot be resolved until he has his numbers up. They look at these numbers all the time. President Trump has, you know, really great approval numbers, and everyone knows that, you know, MAGA supports him. And no matter, we're going to get to the thing about Candace and, you know, Tucker and Alex Jones. I mean, this whole thing is really a rodeo, but, you know, they're coming out pushing back on President Trump, but still in all, we support President Trump. We're not going, he is our ride or die. We are not stopping trusting President Trump and trusting the plan. We know that the man took a bullet for us. The man has done everything for almost 10 years, and we've watched him, and we're not leaving his side. We are just very, very thankful that he's there. So they have to, you know, they know that his numbers are good. They need to get the numbers up for Ghalibaf, okay? I just want you to see how this works. And this is what's so weird. Well, I'm going to get to that in a second. But before, unless I forget, you know, all these ones who are coming out against President Trump, you know, President Trump called them low IQ. And really, it is, you know, I've not been trained in this. Y'all know I'm a lady. I've been working with children, teaching God's word to kids. And, you know, not trying to be some, you know, great doctorate or whatever. I can just think for myself and realize, you know, strategically how this has to be, how this has to go to give this man the support that he needs. And that we're trying to stop the killing in Iran, and that they have been controlled by the cabal, and the cabal has been controlling the petrodollar through Iran. I mean, that doesn't take a lot of, you know, brains to figure that out. So it's, really, to be honest, it's not about IQ. It's something else going on. Something else going on. And I don't exactly know exactly what, but I think that sometimes a lot of hubbub gets people to talk. Because the honest truth is so many people are busy. I talk to people and I ask them things, and I know you do too. They're like, they know nothing about what's going on. And unless something is really crazy, they just go along and get along. They go along on their business, and they're trying to raise their kids, and they're trying to pay the bills, and I understand that. But at sometimes it you have to have some drama to get this truth to bubble up to the surface. So that's possibly what this whole thing is with Candace and Tucker and Alex Jones. But Alex Jones is real. I mean, he came out guns blazing against Trump. But he's a guns blazing kind of guy anyway. All right, so I want you to see that. Oh, I want you to hear what he had to say. Here he's speaking in Persian, but I want you to see, you know, he is a very reasonable type of person. And so I want to play this for you and just read what he is saying. Bottom line, he's not controlled by the Zionists. Somebody go tell Iran's former Shah's son, Pahlavi, the Iranian people do not need you, your help, or Bibi's help. So Bibi's having to cry in his beer that he's not going to get to have his puppet put in place in Iran. So he's having to just be sad about that, because that's not going to happen. And he might be thinking, oh, well, they didn't make a peace deal. Maybe then we can come in with Pahlavi on a white horse and he can come in and save the day. Either way, it's not happening. We're not going to have any more puppet leaders. Every nation, as I've told you many times, in the golden age, every nation will have good leaders that will be raised into these positions. That's the whole point of Revelation chapter 19. It says that they'll be raised with Christ. In other words, they'll be raised to a position of authority. They'll be raised to a position of doing good for the people and not as a puppet leader. Remember the white horsemen, the white and the red and the green and the black horsemen. The white one is the one who's given a crown. No more of these people given a crown, being a puppet. No more of that. So anyway, so forget it, Pahlavi. It's not happening. We're not having that. We have to have good people. And he's going to say that. They want their own people to run their own country. And that's in the golden age. That nation will not rise against nation. And neither will they train for war anymore, because they'll have their own nation, their own sovereign nation. That's where we're headed. All right, so here's what he had to say. We know that we no longer accept this chain. This cycle must be broken. That means the threat must be removed from the Islamic Republic and the region. There should be no risk of war, and they should not do this. This is our clear and definitive demand. So as I mentioned to you, there won't be a ceasefire just for them to start another war 5 months later. That's not happening. Again, I said we are not looking to continue the war. We're not saying that we want to wage war. I don't know. We want to disrupt the region's security? Not at all. We want security to be established in the region so that they don't repeat this again. A lasting security that is for the people. It should be within the region, the countries of the region. It should be the region itself. It should be the people of the region. It should be the government. It should be us, ourselves. No one else should come here to establish security for us. And then they have shown during the time that this is the reality. This is clear. There you go. Interesting little clip into 111. Very nice awakening. 111 is the awakening number. If you're not familiar with that, go and check out my videos on 1111. All right, so I think this is terrific. This is Golubov. He's a potential post-war partner favoring an internal figure over exiled opposition leader Reza Pahlavi. Officials are described as testing emerging figures and sidelining those seen as too radical. So he was the one who went to the negotiating table with JD. And yes, it did not prove to bring forth the peace that we were trying to resolve and the resolution. But I just think it's a matter of timing. And step-by-step process, just to one step at a time. And if anybody knows how to negotiate, it is our wonderful President Trump. All right, so I hope that was helpful. I think there was something else I missed in here. Oh, yeah, here's what he's also doing. In the middle of the negotiation, he said massive numbers of completely empty oil tankers, some of the largest anywhere in the world, are headed right now to the United States to load up with the best and sweetest oil and gas anywhere in the world. We have more oil than the next two largest oil companies' economies combined, and higher quality. We are waiting for you. Quick turnaround. Like he's putting it on sale. This is like a commercial. Come and get it. Reality is we do not have enough oil stockpiled And we do not have the production right now, even though we have more than anyone in the world, we do not have enough to supply the entire world. So, and everybody in the oil game knows that, but he's pushing this out there, you know, say like, come and get it. Well, the reality is we don't have enough for everyone to come and get it. We wouldn't have enough for ourselves, but he's playing his cards, some of his cards. All right. I just wanted you to see that too. All right, so that was that. I wanted you to see all of what this negotiation that's going on. All right. Now, if you like all this, please hit the like button. Hit the like button and share. And make sure you're subscribed and that your bell is rung and that you always are getting notified when we have a new video. Because we always, you know, I'm really not big into fear tactics. Not at all. We always look through the eyes of faith. If you want drama, you're probably at the wrong place. We're not drama. We're just trying to get the facts out. We're trying to look at this in a very thoughtful way and to support Trump and see what we can do to help support what's going on and also look at how this is biblical. And so I want you to know that, you know, my number one thing is to trust the Lord and know that he's in control ultimately. Now, number two is to trust his word, which is the same, really, God in his word, but, you know, to know his word and to piece this together in his word. And then number three is to trust President Trump and to support President Trump in what he's doing in that order. And so, you know, that's where it's kind of sad about some people are not necessarily doing that and they're trying to do clicks, and I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. So I appreciate you being here, despite the fact that I don't put out crazy things. Like, I saw something the other day. Someone was like, millions will die in April. I'm like, stop. We're not playing the fear tactics. We really are, you know, and the honest truth is they do get a lot of clicks like that, but I'm not playing any of them. All right. So here we go on. Oh, I wanted to share real quick in the middle of this. There's a special going on at Probiotics right now. And I want to make sure that you know about this. I will put the link right here. This is what can help your gut. If you're not familiar with how to protect your gut health, it's extremely important. They have done such a number on our gut. And that's why so many people are not accepting the nutrients. Their bodies are not absorbing the nutrients. And that's why I talk about this, about love your guts and make sure that you are protecting your gut health. And so one of the main things you want to do is make sure that your microbiome is safe and that you're not having a coating on your guts that prevent you from being able to absorb the nutrients. And so one of the things definitely to check out is this link I just said, freedomforce.live. LIVE/P2, as in P squared. And so it will help to protect your gut so that you can receive all these nutrients. I'm sure you're eating good food, but you want to make sure that you'll receive those nutrients, so your body will accept it. And so you can't have this terrible bacteria. So you have to make sure that you have good bacteria that overwhelm the bad bacteria. And so you don't want to just kill all the bacteria, because that kills all the good bacteria. That's the problem with antibiotics. So you'll love this. Research this and watch the video on this page. And I want you to see at the very end, it talks about all the different, that's that terrible biofilm that you have on your teeth and it's terrible. So you can make sure that you watch this and learn about this. The biggest thing we need to do is learn. We really need to study. And the Bible says that in the golden age, we will study and we'll return to the old ways of how to keep our bodies strong and healthy. And so this is so great. She does a great job on this, explaining how you can really make sure your microbiome is healthy in your home. So it's how you wash your hands and then the mouthwash and also what you put on your their countertops, and also for your puppy dogs, even if you have a wound, how you truly heal your wound, and even an additive for your washing machine, how do you make sure your air is good and clean. But the thing I was wanting to show you, if I can get down to it, is okay, at the bottom, this is the additive, and it's so delicious. It tastes like spearmint. This does, it makes sure that you have good probiotics that make it to your colon. Right, to your guts, to your intestines, because a lot of times they don't make it through the stomach acids. And so this makes it to the stomach makes it past the stomach acid into your colon to help to make sure you have the good microbiome in your colon, which is where you do a lot of your absorption, most, you know, 90% of your absorption. So these little little packets. You just put them in your water. And you might not be like, water, I'm not crazy about water. You will love your water. You will love your water. It tastes so delicious and spearminty, and you know that you're getting the probiotics. So they have them on special right now. For like, instead of 15 packets, they have 20 packets in there. So definitely go and check into that and use the promo code MELLY, and you'll get a discount, okay? So definitely go and check that out. I just love it. All right. Y'all ready to talk about Candace? Okay. Speaking of water. So good. The other thing, and also, you know what you could do? Also, I've been doing this too, is I've been putting Celtic salt in my water because that's so good for your electrolytes and for energy. My energy is much, much, much better. I'm wanting to get like Bella, our new little puppy, where we run around and play. All right. So yeah, this was kind of sad. I really like Candace Owens. I really like her. I really, really like her. But lately it's really gone off the rails a little bit. And, I'm not even, you know, not even about the whole issue with Erica and all that, but how she's dogging on Trump, it's very sad. And I leave some room for saying that potentially this is that she's working with President Trump, because I said, as I said the other day, she would mention, you know, in the end, God wins, which is a cute phrase. And now she caught herself as if she knows that phrase, and she didn't want to appear that she was a Pew follower. Maybe that's it. I don't know. It's a lot of drama. And if the issue is to get that Streisand effect where it gets the drama and gets everybody going over there to watch what's going on, maybe that's it. Maybe. But this was a little much. And I want you to hear what she had to say. And I said this, Candace is so blind to what President Trump is doing, what I've just been talking about, what he's really doing in Iran. Maybe it's because of her grief over Charlie. And she can't see that President Trump is fighting to set the entire world free from this stranglehold of the cabal. They have us down, like they're trying to control us like they have been for years and thousands of years. Of course, she likely thinks Trump supporters are brainwashed fools, that she thinks I leave my brain at the door. Well, you can listen to over 1,000 videos and you can see that I do not leave my brain at the door. I'm very thoughtful. And we are, all of us here, thinking through all these matters. And we're very much more aware than we ever have been. And we don't just believe anyone, including her. Okay? We will see soon enough, once the entire world is free of the satanic New World Order. That's who we're really ultimately fighting, Candace, if you happen to hear this. Because our champion fighter, Donald J. Trump. And it's very highly complex. It is strategic genius chess moves. But this is what she said. She said he'll die a slave. I'm like, that's a lot. Now, I will say, before I play this, I think that she believes that he is controlled by Netanyahu, and she hates Netanyahu, and that is a subject that on which she and I would agree. But I do not believe that he is controlled by Netanyahu. And case in point is that Gaza is now free. And this has been going on forever. Now they're finally free. Same thing with Iran. Anyway, so check this out.
You can't take money and things and stuff with you when you go. Just your...
Okay. I gotta stop already. He doesn't even take a paycheck. President Trump doesn't even take a paycheck. He doesn't need any more money. He's got billions of dollars. He doesn't take any money. He's not worried about that.
Soul. And you sold yours for what? Another gilded ballroom? Let me be perfectly clear when I say this. Charlie Kirk, he died free. You will most certainly die a slave, okay? You are in chains right now, and the entire world can see that perfectly. At best, what you can hope for in this moment is that maybe one day upon the college campuses that you so deeply cherish, they'll teach all about your now tarnished legacy as the perfect modern day example of Plato's allegory of the cave. You can't take...
Okay, yeah, this was sad. This was sad, and this is just sad. So, all right, so what's going on? What the heck is going on? And, you know, by all accounts, President Trump has done and done and done for our country. Not for the money, not even for the fame. He's taken so much grief. He, as he said many times, he had a perfect life. He didn't have to do any of this. And it's just sad for her to say that. But what do I think is going on? Yeah, it is one crazy movie, Ken. This is the thing. I'm going to say this because I was thinking, what, Lord, what is going on here? Okay, so we know. Okay, I'm going to say this. Y'all ready for me to say this? I just said that I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it. Why am I getting nervous about saying stuff? I say stuff all the time. Okay. President, what happened with Charlie? I'm not talking about whether he's alive or dead. It appears, allegedly, he had a honeypot come in and take over and pretend, under a pretense that she was one thing and she was not. We have seen too much that of her past that doesn't add up to what she has said her past was. We've seen a lot of things, and I appreciate Candace Owen bringing out a lot of this truth. I really do. I really do. What happened with him is the standard playbook is they bring in a female or male, whatever it is, someone to as a honeypot to get control and it be able to always be feeding you information. I think you probably figure out where I'm going with this. Feeding you talking points, feeding you thoughts, and to be able to be an insider to know how can you manipulate that person. If they did that, because honestly, between Charlie Kirk and Candace Owen, the two of them were unstoppable, an unstoppable team. And so I think that they played a divide and conquer. And they divided them, and you know she was removed. And so she's gone along and on and done her thing and successfully. But, you know, but for both of them, was someone brought into their world who was controlling them. And so I want to introduce to you a little bit of information about George Farmer, her husband. They've been married for, I don't know how many years, I think it's 2018. And that they have four children together. And if you listen to her, you will see that she says many times how, an impact George Farmer has had on her, how influential he has been, and how much she has learned from him. And I'm sure he is very, very highly intelligent. I want you to see what it says here. Not only his net worth is between $150 million and $240 million, which, okay, fine, you know, President Trump is wealthy too. That doesn't mean someone's bad just because they have a lot of money. His wealth is derived, though, from his career as a British entrepreneur, former CEO of Parler, and investments alongside inherited wealth. He is the son of Michael Farmer, Baron Farmer, a member of the UK House of Lords. A member of the UK House of Lords. Lords. Remember how I was saying the other day, kind of making a joke about Lloyds of London, that's the Lords of London? You know, he's clearly one of the people in the top of the United Kingdom. Okay, he's highly connected and very, very wealthy. And I'm just going to throw this out there. Is it possible that he is her honeypot? He has changed her thought pattern completely on Catholicism. And you know how much she is anti-pedophiles. Well, she never says one word about how the Catholic Church is rife with pedophilia. Hello? Hello? I don't think I have to use allegedly on that. You know, and now she's coming out saying, you know, of course, against Trump, and now also coming out against even the foundations of America. And oh, and she says, oh, she's talked to these different priests or different people that, like, somehow or another she's connected to now that are convincing her that America is not what it truly is, which is the nation that's destined to save the world. As we talk about many times, we're counting the Omer. This is the America. We are the America. We're the golden bundle of grain that is destined to save the world, just like Joseph's bundle of grain was destined to save the world back in the day. This it is our destiny. Our foundations are not deist. Our foundations are biblical. our foundations are not just people who said that they believed in a God, but these people believed in the true and living God, that Jesus Christ is the Lord and King of the world. They believed the Bible. These are Bible-believing people. And back in the day, it was necessary, imperative, that you be a Bible-believing Protestant in order to hold office, because they did not have any confidence in someone who would be a Catholic. I'm just saying, okay? And I'm not calling out people who are Catholic. I'm calling out the hierarchy that it is Martin Luther with all those theses on the door, because he said this is a big problem, what's going on in the hierarchy of the Catholic Church. And that's why we had the Protestant movement, to break away and to have people read the Word of God for themselves and not buy indulgences, for example, which was like a ticket to heaven. I mean, it had gotten very, very, very bad. We know that they've covered up a lot of terrible crimes against children. And I don't think we've gone to the depths of it to find out the corruption there. I'm not saying that the Protestant church doesn't have corruption in it either. I'm not saying that. But I am saying that the Protestant movement was imperative so that we would move away from this control construct that kept people in darkness. And that's what spurred on the Renaissance. If you haven't read my book yet, you might want to read. I talk about the Golden Age, and I talk about we've seen something like this before. The Golden Age of, back, the Renaissance was a type of Golden Age. We've seen a little example of that. Anyway, so I talk about all the promises in God's Word about what we're going to experience in the Golden Age, the Millennial Kingdom of Christ for 1,000 years. And after that, just so you know, just super quick, because everybody's like, well, what happens after that? After that, death is conquered, and heaven and earth merge. Okay, so that's what happens after that. Anyway, go on to my page, freedomforce.live, melissaredpill.com, and you can find out more about end times. Go to the end times page. Anyway, so is this what's going on with Candace? Has she been honeypotted? Because he is so, she says he's just the most intelligent man that she's ever met. And I'm sure she's learned a lot of things. I have a feeling that he is highly trained in being able to to control someone, and to control their thought process, and to connect her to all these different people that change her thought process. She is, by her own accounts, has changed her thought process a lot. And is that what's controlling and driving her hatred of Trump now? Because they got married literally on a Trump property. But over time, that has been chipped away. And it would have seemed that a big factor in that is potentially her husband, who is a highly connected person in the United Kingdom, in the House of Lords. That's what I'm just going to say. I think that's what's happening. No, I have a feeling that's what's happening. And I have been, people have tried to, come at me, and I'm have a small, I mean, just a lady with a laptop, right? I don't have this huge millions of followers, but I have had people trying to attack me, not only attack, but also to change my thought patterns and all that. So how much more would they do this to Candace and to Charlie? And especially because they're just so highly intelligent and well-spoken. And of course, they'd want to gain control over that person and their skill. Her skill set is really amazing. I will say that she does read a lot of her videos. If you watch, you'll notice that she's reading almost all of it. Sometimes she'll go off script, but most of the time she's reading this script. And, how is this script controlled? All right, so that's what my thought pattern is. You guys tell me in the comments what you think, because I think that's really what's happening. All right, so that is that. If you want, like I said, if you want to know more about the Golden Age, check out my audiobook. They're finally ready. Yay, they're ready. And you can also, I'll pop this over into the comment section in the chat. Songbird will put it in the chat. Thank you, Songbird. Everybody say, love you, Songbird. So there's the audiobooks right there. And you can listen to it and really understand the wonderful truth from God's Word. It's chock full of scripture. So on this one, you can actually get the Golden Age one for free. And you when you get the End Times one, End Times in 1,000 Years of Peace. Also, the Major Clues for Minor Prophets, which is the Decode of the Wonderful Minor Prophets. I love them, love them, love them, because they were talking to us and also how this is biblical. And yesterday, we did a video yesterday about Josiah. Because anyway, I'll talk about that in just a second. But yeah, that one's in this one here called This is Biblical. But yeah, these are the ones, and you can grab them up and listen to them and really get steeped in the Word. Very, very good. And you can also see them over on Amazon. They're only $2.99 over on Amazon. And you can actually email them to someone if you think, well, maybe they'll be interested in learning more about the Golden Age or the Minor Prophets. And we have them in German and in Dutch and in Spanish. All right, so now, y'all ready for the next thing? Okay, sorry. I saved the most disgusting one for last. Okay, yeah, okay. So Eric Swalwell was all in the news yesterday. Did you guys see this? He's all in the news. It was all going viral. And I'm not going to show you the video. I already shared it, and I probably shouldn't have because, you know, you'll have to pour acid on your eyeballs. It's disgusting. He was with a paid worker and somehow got a video out there. Okay, so here's something very interesting. This person is, I'm going to play the video of her. Obviously, she's in this dark background because she doesn't want any backlash. Before I play this, I do want to say that I find this very interesting. They did not grow a conscience. The left did not grow a conscience. So what is really, really going on? And we've hated Swalwell for a long, long time. But why is it that all of a sudden this comes out about him, right when he's running for governor for California? I have no love lost for Swalwell. I want them all locked up. I think these people are dirty as dogs, and they got to go. But, you know, I just think that this is, I don't think this is organic at all. I really don't. I don't think so. Yeah, and for this to all go viral and all, you know, all everyone coming out against him right when he's running for governor, that was the problem. He flew too close to the sun. He was too prideful and thought he could run for governor of California, which you and I are like, so all shifty shift, how do these people rise to these positions? Because they were given these positions, right? And he got too big for his britches. And now this is what's happening. And so he's, and I'm sure, I would not doubt that these things are true. But I'm thinking that this is a lot of them. And the other thing is a lot of these lefties, these Democrats, are coming out against him. They didn't grow a conscience overnight. This is, they're all they do is they're told what to do, and they do what they're told. That's how it works. And so, all right, anyway, and also, look, when you're listening to this, it says she had a partner, but then she asked Eric Swalwell out for a drink. Huh? What? And why would she trust him after what happened before? Now, I think this is the same person that they're on the side of the road. I'm not even going to go into it, but doing something on the side of the road. And anyway, and there was another person who supposedly, you know, woke up in his bed and she didn't even know how she got there. It's like, there's a lot of stuff. I don't know, you know, I wouldn't doubt any of it. I don't have proof either way, but I'm just saying it's very interesting that this is coming out. But why would you go get it within 5 feet of someone who you had had a bad experience with before? What? All right. And so, yeah. So here's what she has to say.
Of that evening, of him on top of me pushing him off, him grabbing me, it was a lot more aggressive. It was aggressive.
Did you say no?
Yes. I said no. I said, in my flash that I can recall, I was pushing him off of me saying no.
And what did he do?
He didn't stop.
And you woke up the next morning?
I woke up the next morning naked, alone in his hotel room. I, for a moment, didn't even know I was in his hotel room. That's how intoxicated I was. And I called my mom, the only person I could think that could help me.
And we were able to corroborate that by speaking with friends and family she confided in, reviewing photos and screenshots of contemporaneous text messages. And we also reviewed a message from her medical provider the week after she received the pregnancy and STD tests, calling her a, quote, survivor.
There you go. What do you guys think? What do you think? Do you think this is legit? Do you think this is organic? Or do you think this is totally, you know, made up to take him out of the race for governor in California? That's just, that's kind of what I'm thinking. That's kind of what I'm thinking. All right. So, yeah. Yeah, there you go. I just, I'm not sure. I really just can't show. I can't even stomach. I just know too much. I just don't want to look at this guy. I'm not going to show it to you. But I just think that something else is going on. And I just hope that when they throw someone under the bus, then the bus is going to come back and roll them over too. I just hope that that's what's going to be the case. Because they're like, well, with sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander. If you're going to hold him accountable, then we have to hold you accountable too. And let's have all this truth coming out. Which brings up a whole nother thing with the video. I had to even bring this up to talk about today, but Melania coming out about the Epstein files. That was a moment, wasn't it? That was huge. As if she didn't, as if this was something that President Trump had not authorized. I don't believe that at all. But anyway, I'm getting ahead of myself because I want to show you that in just a second too. All right. So, do I want to do this one next? Yeah, let's do this one next. Okay. Getting ahead of myself. All right, on that one thing. All right, so I just posted this, and I wanted you to see this. This is so aggravating. Everything NASA does just makes me angry. And so, yeah, I've showed you yesterday on a video, if you haven't seen that one, the video that I did yesterday, Truth About Artemis, and I talked about the biblical story of Artemis that most people don't even know about in the book of Acts chapter 19. And it was, yeah, basically the whole thing was that they thought this was this rock that fell down from heaven, right? I mean, this is what they chose to name this mission. But look at what she does here, okay? I talk about the pictures that they put out there that are clearly CGI, and I put out various things that we talked about yesterday. But so definitely go and check that one out. I'll grab that link and pop it over into the chat. Let me share. Okay, copy right there. All right, so yeah, that's how you share over on Rumble. All right, so I want you to hear this because it just makes me so angry when they talk about tiny Earth. And let me tell you why it makes me so angry. The reason it makes me so angry is because they want to make us feel insignificant. They want us to think that we are just a little dot in the vastness of the universe and that we matter nothing. We could just be flicked away and that there are other galaxies and other whatever life forms and other things and we matter nothing. That's what they're trying to say. And the blackness, that Earth is in this blackness, like we're in hell. This is what they're trying to get us to visualize. This is what they're trying to get us to imagine. And it just ticks me off so much. So I want you to see what this person, Christina Koch. I just don't know about this person's, you know, who this, whatever. This person just, something's wrong with this person. But imagine that you're the person, one of the very few people, just imagine this for a moment. You're one of the very few people who gets to go into outer space. You get to look back, see the Earth as just a big giant ball hanging in space in darkness. And you have to be told what to say by someone speaking in your ear. Come on now. Come on now. NASA, you guys have to get better liars. You've got a really good budget from all of our tax dollars. You've got the money. You need to hire someone who is a better liar than this chick or man, whatever it is. All right, so check this out. It just makes me so angry for someone to say this because this is the truth. We are the crowning masterpiece of the Lord. He established this garden for us, as he says in the book of Genesis, and that we are his masterpiece. We are the center of his universe. We are the apple of his eye. We are his crowning achievement, this man made in his image. This is the truth, not that we are something you flick away and that does not have any matter, doesn't matter, and just in this blackness.
So when we saw Tiny Earth, people asked our crew what impressions we had. And honestly, what struck me wasn't necessarily just Earth. It was all the blackness around it. Earth was just this lifeboat hanging undisturbingly in the universe.
Our news feed cuts out.
Uh-oh. So... I may have not.
Yeah. She's left hanging out there in the blackness. What's happening? She's being left out there hanging in the blackness because she doesn't know what to say unless someone is feeding something into her ear. And that's what they told her to say, him to say, whatever told this person to say is that Earth is, it's tiny Earth. Tiny Earth. In other words, insignificant Earth. It just, it really ticks me off. It really does. Can you tell? And with all this blackness around it, like Satan around it, blackness, darkness around it. Literally, she was the first person to, one of the first people or only people to see Earth from space. And she has to be told what to say. Yeah. Pathetic. And then she's just hanging out there, just left hanging out there. That was enjoyable. That was enjoyable. I want you to see that because it just is. That's delicious right there. So I'll grab this one. I got to show you this. Okay, this is. I'm going to say this is the NASA liar, but there's a lot of them. So it's not just her. But yeah, there's a lot of videos online about these liars. It's kind of delicious to see. All right, so I have something special to show you with President Trump. But before I do that, I want to show you this one other quick thing. This is the shape of the zeolite that they create from Touchstone Essentials. I want you to see this. And it literally makes a cage to grab up the toxins. They've been talking about this. I think it was Joe Rogan. Who is it? No. The guy who goes, the fighter guy that goes around with President Trump last night at the fights. He was saying that he wants to go to these places where they actually go and they take your blood out and they cleanse it and they put it back in. Well, that's basically called chelation therapy. And it's, you can do this over in Tijuana. Let me just be honest. I don't think that's anything I want to do in Tijuana. That is corruption capital of the world. But you can have chelation treatments done here in America, but you have to, you know, cross a lot of T's and not a lot of I's. But you can also get EDTA drops, which I've talked to you about on all these remedies. This is the EDTA drops, and this helps your body to remove the toxins and just go TT out. But this is a big piece of it, is that we have to detox. We are bombarded on the daily, all these toxins throughout our body and also in our guts. So the Pure Body, you might not be familiar because I don't really talk about that one as much, but the Pure Body one is the one that goes to cleanse your gut. I keep talking about the gut and how important your gut health is. A dear friend of mine just got sick because they're not absorbing the nutrients and they're now having problems. And we're working on this person's guts to make sure that we can get all these nutrients and anything that we're doing to help get well. But if it doesn't absorb, it doesn't do you any good. All right. So anyway, I want you to see this and go over onto this page and learn more about it. But that's what it really looks like. It makes like a little cage to remove these toxins and then to help your body, as I was saying before, with the probiotics to help your body to absorb the nutrients. That's where we're headed, where we have healthy guts that can absorb nutrients and we have good foods put into our bodies. But we don't have to go to Tijuana. We can do this right here on the health page, freedomforce.live/health. And I'll grab that one for you. But this one's actually the detox one, freedomforce.live/detox. I'll grab that one. Yeah, Dana White. Thank you. Thank you. That's it. Dana White. That's who it was. He was talking about going there. Well, I'm like, Dana, hey, you don't have to go to Tijuana. You could just detox right here in the comfort of your own home. You know, the EDTA drops are just amazing how they chelate and they just draw out these, all this bad stuff from your blood. This one also right here, like I do every day. It's just always sitting right here by my desk. I do this two times a day, five spritzes twice a day. That removes the heavy metals because they're spraying on us. I don't have to go into all that. You know that. But this is where we're headed, is to health, because we are detoxing and we're getting good nutrients that will be absorbed into our body. So definitely check into all that. And also the health page, this one, and actually the remedies page. That one's watch the video about EDTA. You'll really be impressed with that. And so that's what I did when I got so sick. And so I'm so thankful that I am well now. All right. And yeah. Oh, I'm going to give you this one too. This is where they have all these amazing deals. When you go over there to get the silver, like I was talking about on Tuesday, you can make sure to get not only the deal, the combo deal, but also 15% off. Use FFB15 and you can get that. So here, I'm going to say promo code FFB15. All right. So I'm loving having true remedies. I don't trust you know who. Really, really thankful that we have. You know, and I probably shouldn't have said the. I shouldn't have said that. I'm trying to be on. Oh gosh, I'm probably. Yeah, see my. I think my video's off. I don't know. Hopefully, I'm not screwed up. But hopefully not. I don't know. They may take it off because of that. I don't know. All right, never mind. Whatever. It's okay. I've been on in freedom land for so long. I forget. I've got to watch my words over on YouTube. All right, so yesterday we talked about this video right here where President Trump is talking about that this week is April 15th is coming up to file your taxes. And so he's saying that to go and make sure to get your no tax on tips, no tax on overtime, no tax. And I was just helping someone else do their taxes yesterday, and she didn't realize that she had some overtime. And so she saved another bundle of money. I'm like, you have to make sure that you, you know, take advantage of everything President Trump is trying to do to help us. So that was really fun. And so anyway, so he's talking about this on this video. But the reason I want to show you this is because he's sitting there with a Bible in front of him. Do you guys remember him ever having a Bible in front of him when he was talking? Not really. Now, I will say that one of the things that came out this past week, was Tucker Carlson was saying, how dare he? He didn't put his hand on a Bible when he was inaugurated. If you remember when he was inaugurated, this thing happened so quick that President Trump was standing there, the Supreme Court justice was standing there, and the family had not even stood, you know, they had not waited for the family to get in place or for Melania to come with the Bibles. She had two Bibles, and a family Bible. Anyway, they didn't even give them the time, and all of a sudden, he's halfway through taking the oath, and before the family even gets put into place. It was weird. It was very, very, very weird. And so Tucker's like, he didn't put his hand on the Bible, as if he doesn't believe the Bible. The man believes the Bible. The man is, he's doing the Bible. He's doing the things in the Bible. And this is why I think he's got his Bible open to this page right here. So I grabbed this Bible. I have several Bibles, and this is one I had purchased to give to, you know, just have the gifts to someone. And so I'm trying to divide it up into a kind of where he was in the Bible, and you know, kind of this, like he had, kind of like that, okay. And so I was like, but I was just trying to imagine what would be on around that page where he has his Bible turned to. And so I think he was talking about Josiah. And if you want to see more about this, I'm not going to go into it right now, because those who watched yesterday, they know how cool that was, how exciting this was. But this is the video I did yesterday, Trump Clues, What's He Reading? What's He Reading? So definitely go and check that one out. That's the one I meant to share the link, and I got another link to give, and so I got to copy that one again. So this is the one where it's talking about Josiah, which is the king who destroyed the criminals, they destroyed the Satan worship, the Baal worship. And so it was amazing. I have a feeling that's not what I wanted to do. So I was trying to type that in and I messed up. I think that's the page he has it turned to, because just in 2 Kings chapter 23, big number four, the cabal, right, is where he pulled down all the Asherah poles. He pulled down all the Baal worship sites. He pulled down everything that they had been using to do their evil sacrifices and their orgies and all of this. I have a feeling that's where he is. Okay, that's it right there. I'm going to grab that. And this is the story about Josiah, King Josiah, and that he's going to do that. And that's why I was saying before, when I started talking about Melania, that Melania came out talking about, you know, that she has nothing to do with Epstein, but that they need to be able to these victims need to be able to have their day in the Congress and have their testimonies put on the congressional record. And so I think that she brought this back to the forefront. I think that's what's really happening here with Melania going to having this press conference. And it appears, at least what Ducey said, was that none of the people in the White House office knew that she was going to do this. She did not take any questions. She went and she made her statement, said she has nothing to do with Epstein. Her husband had nothing to do with Epstein. She had no relationship with him. But she wants the truth to come out and for the victims to have their day before Congress and for this to be in the congressional record. And obviously she wants there to be justice. And I think this is one of the reasons why President Trump has this Bible open. That's what I think. What do you think? Yeah, I do. I love Josiah. He was amazing. And I will tell you this, he left no stone unturned, and neither will President Trump. Okay, I think that's everything I had to show you today. So definitely check out all those links that I showed you, and I think that's everything. So definitely check out all the videos that we've been putting out. I think you'll really enjoy them. It's always, always, always good news. And don't forget to go and join with us over on the Rumble channel. I'm sorry, the YouTube channel. Join us on Rumble too, but on the YouTube channel, then you can help to help us to grow there, because we can reach a lot of people. That's the same reason I'm asking you to go on my X account, Melissa Redpill, because we can reach a lot of people there who maybe have not heard the good news of the kingdom. This is the good news that we're going to destroy this evildoers and they'll be gone. And there's nothing that can stop what is coming. Amazing. We're living in the amazing day. Thank you, H. Clay. I think you're right, Melly. I think I'm right, too. All right. That's what I tell my friend from Iran all the time. I'm like, I'm right. Iran's going to be free. It's going to be free. Trust the plan. And so she can't be happy because she doesn't really know the plan and trust the plan. So I'm really glad that we do. I'm glad that we do so that we can be at peace and not be afraid. Right? Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, that you have revealed to us so much truth, so much that we see the wonderful truth about where we're headed, and that we don't have to be worried and frightened and scared and sad, because we are so filled with joy and anticipation of what is happening and where we're headed, and the beautiful golden age of 1,000 years of peace. And that once, just like your word says, once the baby is born, then you forget all the things that you've suffered, because the baby is born. This beautiful kingdom, Lord, we're ready to birth this baby. And we know that this is going exactly according to your plan, according to your perfect timing. We're ready for that jubilee, the golden age of jubilee, when all the debts are canceled and the captives are free. Thank you for everyone on the battalion. I pray you protect them. I pray you use them in a mighty way. Help them to know that you are beside them, you are right there with them, and that you will never leave them. We pray that you'll continue to guide our wonderful President Trump, our genius president, and all these who are working in these negotiations. We pray that those who have been doing evil will be exposed and they'll be brought down, and that they'll be gone from us, and that everything that they attempt will fail miserably. We just, again, thank you and praise you that for everyone here, and ask you to bless their health. I pray you bless everything that they touch, bless their relationships, bless everything in their world, and keep them safe so until we see the day when there are no more toxins and no more criminals and no more evildoers and no more of this going on, and we'll have peace on earth and health and wealth for everyone. Until that day, Lord, just keep us strong. In our minds, in our bodies, and hearts. We love you, and we thank you that you're the King. We're so thankful that you are the one who bought all this with your own precious blood and will set us free, because you are able to bind the strong man, because you are the stronger man. We love you, and we praise you, and we thank you. In your great name we pray, Jesus. Amen. I love you guys. I'm going to jet, and I'll see you tomorrow, Tuesday, at 6 o'clock. On same bat channel, okay? I love you guys, and I will talk to you later.
His mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title: King of Kings and Lord of Lords.